As the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins, American Muslims gather in Islamic centers to worship, break the dawn to dusk fast together, recite their holy book, the Quran, and help the poor. Imam Abdullah Khuj is president of the Islamic Center in Washington, the oldest one in the U.S. capital.
We try to make people feel like they are in any Muslim country and Muslim community. We offer the meal to break their fast. We have more than 500 people, male and female, with their children, families. And also, as far as prayers, we have a lot of people. They come and they pray with us.
Imam Basim Said leads a congregation in San Diego, but was visiting Washington, D.C. He has a similar plan.
We'll be reciting the Quran every evening. We'll be feeding the poor at iftars, and we'll be getting together to celebrate this great month in which the Quran was revealed for the benefit of mankind.
For Muslim Americans, Ramadan means improving self-discipline and helping others. Abbas Muhammad is a diplomat from Chad.
Ramadan is the greatest month of the year, like a day of forgiveness, pray and share everything with your neighbors.
But as a minority living in a non-Muslim society, some Muslim Americans find Ramadan challenging.
Mostly it's at work or school for students. It's harder because not everyone around you is fasting or understand what Ramadan is.
However, young Muslim Americans like Bilal Said are finding ways to meet the challenges.
I face many challenges, but I focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focus on the Quran, and these challenges become easier for me to pass each day.
I want to extend best wishes to Muslims in America and around the world. Ramadan Kareem.
Imam Khuj believes the Ramadan greetings offered by American presidents have helped raise awareness about Ramadan among Americans.
The president of a great country acknowledged the fact that people are fasting and somehow share with them their feelings and at the same time make them feel that they are welcome in this country.
He says Ramadan is also an opportunity to educate non-Muslims during interfaith iftars. He says the diversity among U.S. Muslims gives Ramadan in America a special flavor. Muhammad Al-Shinawi, VOA News.